SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Three presidential debates have been announced for next year's general election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In the run-up to the 2024 election, Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host presidential debates. Texas State University will host the first one in September, followed by debates at Virginia State University and the University of Utah in October. There will be one vice presidential debate in Pennsylvania. The Nonpartisan Nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates says all debates will run for 90 minutes. Details about the format and moderators will be announced later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas back on track. The militants freeing 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis, in a third set of releases under the four-day ceasefire deal. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin keeps talking. He claims he has a plan to fight what he sees as an unacceptable and dangerous Western monopoly of artificial intelligence.
The Russian president says it's imperative to use Russian solutions in the field of creating reliable and transparent artificial intelligence systems that are also safe for humans. Speaking at an AI conference in Moscow, Putin also said monopolistic dominance of such foreign technology in Russia is unacceptable, dangerous, and inadmissible, warning that algorithms developed by Western platforms could lead to a digital cancellation of Russia and its culture. Ron DeRockster reporting.
New York Republican Representative George Santos says he expected to be expelled from Congress following a blistering report by the Ethics Committee. Report found substantial evidence of law-breaking by Santos. He says the committee's report is, quote, slanderous. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle shaping up in Vermont.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program in all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at New York University plan to open a new center designed to combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed an extremely hostile, discriminatory environment to exist. They say that violated their civil rights. This is SRN News. There are a number of tributes planned this week in Georgia.
Memorial events to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start Monday with a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University in the town of Americus, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Plains, where the First Lady went to college. Jill Stuckey, superintendent of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park Service, tells reporters,
Mrs. Carter will be buried here in Plains on their home property.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former First Lady Laura Bush scheduled to attend a tribute celebration for Mrs. Carter on Tuesday. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Top diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China have agreed to revive cooperation among the Asian neighbors and resume the leaders' trilateral summit, but three foreign ministers still failed to reach an agreement on its timing. More details at SRNnews.com.